USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Railroads and labor unions are in agreement for a cooling-off period after reaching a tentative deal overnight to avert a strike. The move is designed to prevent the first nationwide railway shutdown in three decades. President Biden says workers should be happy with the agreement.
This is a win for tens of thousands of rail workers and for their dignity and the dignity of their work. It's a recognition of that.
Mourners continue to wait hours on end to pay their respects to the late Queen Elizabeth II. One UK resident says the loss of Queen Elizabeth becomes strikingly real in the presence of her crown and coffin.
Moments of history. She meant so much to everybody. She was amazing. So we have to be here.
The former head of the notorious Gulf Cartel will be spending the rest of his life in prison. Jorge Castilla Sanchez was also ordered to pay millions of dollars in fines for his role in running a massive cocaine and marijuana drug ring. He ran the criminal organization for more than one decade and was known to use violence to maintain control of their trade routes. Democratic Senator Richard Blumenthal and Republican Senator Lindsey Graham are pushing a measure to declare Russia a state sponsor of terrorism. Graham says the U.S. needs to send a message to Russia's Vladimir Putin.
He is flouting international law at every turn. He's indiscriminately bombing civilians, and he's threatening to do more. So what is the right response when it comes to Putin? Tell the truth. And the truth is that his regime has become a terrorist state.
So far, the White House has avoided the terror sponsor label. USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Buses of illegal immigrants continue to be sent to Democratic-led sanctuary cities across the nation.
Shortly after announcing the border is secure, about 100 illegal immigrants were shooed away by Secret Service in front of Vice President Kamala Harris's Washington, D.C. home. The group was sent by Texas Governor Greg Abbott. They include migrants from Venezuela, Uruguay, Colombia, and Mexico. In another event highlighting the invasion at the U.S.-Mexico border, lawmakers in Massachusetts were tasked with caring for roughly 50 illegal immigrants Wednesday after Florida Governor Ron DeSantis sent two jets full to Martha's Vineyard in Dukes County. Democrat lawmakers in the state voiced their criticism online after they were forced to take in a small fraction of the invasion at the border. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Gas prices continue their free fall. AAA reporting the national average price for a gallon of regular is now $3.69. That's down from $3.75 a week ago and $3.95 a month ago. Republican Senator Ted Cruz of Texas is being denied in his bid to pump millions of federal dollars into school police officers.
This bill would be the most serious, the most significant, the most major investment in school security Congress has ever enacted.
The cash would have come from unspent COVID dollars. Democrats accusing Cruz of grandstanding. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Why choose proven quality sleep from Sleep Number? Because our Sleep Number 360 smart bed is really smart. It senses your movement and automatically adjusts to help keep you both comfortable. Plus, it's temperature balancing, so you stay cool. It's even smart enough to know exactly how long, how well, and when you slept. Our smart sleepers get 28 minutes more restful sleep per night. Sleep Number takes care of the signs. All you have to do is sleep. Don't miss the final days of the biggest sale of the year. Save 50% on the Sleep Number 360 limited edition smart bed. Ends Monday. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.